White. Sunnyside, Kooranbong, New South Wales, Australia. August, 1898. My dear son, W.C. White. I am writing early this morning to get a line in the mail. I am improving in health. Yesterday felt a little stronger. This morning have read the first chapter of the new book Sister Peck is compiling. I think it is well done. I am pleased with it. Sarah is helping her. We shall all be glad to see you back again in Kooranbong. I do not now feel at liberty to urge your return, but come just as soon as you can. I conversed some time with Brother Haskell yesterday in regard to Brother Daniel's coming to Sydney. He expressed himself fully that he thought it was the very best thing that could be done and would be a wonderful help to relieve the situation where so many responsibilities center. I have had no conversation with Elder Haskell before for a long time. My indisposition has made any taxation a great drawback to me, but I am encouraged now that my head is not used up entirely. I shall not place myself in any taxing position as far as speaking is concerned. I must give all my energies to my writing and keep fresh as possible. I cannot stand before a congregation, but the burden comes upon me with overwhelming force. These poor souls know not what they must do to be saved, and I carry the burden which others cannot realize. It seems to consume me. If I can avoid these pressing, agonizing thoughts in behalf of souls, I shall preserve my strength better. It seems that I cannot but feel an awful responsibility that we are not doing all that we should do to convince perishing souls of their peril, and that I must go to work. I must lift up my voice like a trumpet and show our workers that they are not awake as they should be, and human effort is called for to unite with the divine. Channels are needed through whom the Lord can work to give the last notes of warning to the world more decidedly. I am in the night season writing and talking most earnestly. Tell our ministering brethren it is a decided message we must bear. We must give the trumpet a certain sound. We must keep our own souls in living connection with God. There must be no drawing apart. All this unsanctified sentimentalism must be buried. We need the Holy Spirit's working as never before, and we must take hold of the arm of infinite power. For it is not what we can do, but what the Lord can do for His people, using the human power as His instruments. What a work is to be done in our world, and how few realize it. It is this stupor, this death-like slumber, that hurts my soul. How shall we get out of this? God help us, is my prayer. All the mighty resources of heaven are waiting our demand. It seems to me, sometimes, as though I should die under the sense of these great issues which we must meet. I long to obtain strength, mental and physical soundness, that I can use my powers wholly on the Lord's side. Satan has come in with his power, and our people do not know what he is about. Now, just now, is our time to use every talent, to set men at work, and to educate them how to work in the right lines. I do believe in God. I do trust His power. But I must have a larger faith, a stronger hold, and then make every stroke for the victory, else Satan will snatch souls out of our hands. There are 14 or 15 to be baptized now soon. I wish you could be here, but pressing the work through without proper rest and vitality is not the very wisest thing to do. We are not machines. We are of human sensibilities and must have a care for the body, and God will help. His power will come in. When the human will is brought into entire obedience to the will and ways of God, then there will be union one with another. There will be an abiding Christ in the soul. There will be unity and wise decisions because the Spirit works the human agent. We have no time to lose. Faith, living faith, and entire dependence on God are essential. And we have altogether too little of this that is so essential. Faith that works by love and sanctifies the soul. Your family is well. Children we take with us, the twins, I mean, wherever we go. Please say to Brother Colcord, I will write to him as soon as possible, but have not time, neither has any one of my workers, to give proper attention to the cookbook at present. Leave all reference to methods of cooking meat out of the cookbook, for it is as a signboard pointing the wrong way. Mother.